Now, we've got a live stream from our end.
That's what she said. I've got to see
now,
this.
Now, you got to do a live stream, too?
I've got to see this live stream from Kirby's end. Even if it might not might be a bit unpleasant. No, I've got to close down some windows.
I tell you what, after my operation last week, I think you might be going to face...
No, I think operation comments should be vetoed as well.
It was really a joke about you don't want to see my end. You do not want to see my end.
Live feed. There's going to be a bit of a delay on it, though. That,
Jason!
Yeah, that was Jason waving about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, there's a delay.
Hello!
Hello!
Yeah, I saw Jason waving about 15 minutes ago, and the young lad is sat there and they're hoping that something else comes up in a minute.
missus.
We might send Jason out or send Julia out to try and find Matthew to try and get us some guests in here.
It does rather look like Missy's in the back row. Is she a bit scared of us?
What's your name?
Michelle Gomez is there. I met her.
Do you want to start the podcast with the official start
and then we'll go from there?
He wants us to make out we're all professional, Adam.
And also, you guys, since we're in the middle of Alabama, you guys need to tell the audience where you guys are.
Do I? Oh, that's right.
No.
I've got my T-shirt on. Look, T-shirt's on. Why does it look like it's run the wrong way?
You all need to learn how to speak Southern now.
Sorry, I didn't get a word of that.
Yeah, but won't you be a bit insulted?
Yeah, I'll have to start saying words like ma'am and y'all and
y'all.
Get it done.
I thought you did that anyway, Jason.
Get it done.
Anyway.
I speak American good, thank you very much, honey.
I just need to say America. You're
Texas,
America.
Can you excuse me? Thank you.
Services, the Harvey at Boom1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello, welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 312, and we're live at Con Cerberus with, well, Debbie Melrose isn't live, she's here on the Isle of Wight with me.
Hello. I'm from Cowes on the Isle of Wight, the bottom of England, and it's very wet and rainy.
Yeah, a couple of blocks away from me.
Yeah, not far.
And we have Anandi Unni.
Never heard of him. Who is he? Good night, everybody. I'm Andy Nuddy. I'm from Birmingham in England. God. That's not like Birmingham in Alabama, which I know about. But I actually now live in Guildford. Because I live in Guildford, you see, it's very posh, and I had a talk like this. But it's actually a pleasure to meet everybody there. So good evening to you peoples.
By the way, Ashley Hughes says hi, Adam. I don't think he's thinking about everybody else. He's just saying hi, me. Hello, Ashley. Right, and we also have, hopefully, Mary Lang.
Yeah, hi, this is Mary.
Being a bit quiet.
I'm trying to get Andy's attention.
Why?
Andy, remember when you first came on the podcast?
Oh, God.
We the Americans could barely understand you. So for the sake of all these new people here, you're going to have to talk slow.
Right. In that case, I will have to talk Surrey. You see, I now live in Surrey, which for the benefit of our American friends is a posh part of England.
Yes, it's where I grew up.
Yes, but now you live a little island somewhere else. So I'll talk like this. So, good afternoon, America.
See, I now live in Surrey.
Sorry, there's a live feed of audio coming from the... I can see how much of a delay there is.
Yeah, computer over there.
Yeah. There's only a two-second delay. I'm quite impressed. Anyway, right.
You're going to see everybody waving in just a second.
Mary.
Yeah.
You're very quiet.
Yay! I'm waving even though I'm not even live feeding. There you go.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Oh my goodness, they are waving too. Oh, there's no need for that sort of gesture.
Who ran off?
Come back! Anyway, I've had my teeth polished for this particular thing.
How's the weekend been?
Oh, well, I was working most of it.
No, not you.
What? You mean the rest of us can't introduce ourselves?
Yes, please.
Or you want to introduce us?
That was Debbie's fault. Sorry, we got to the Mary part of it and Debbie interrupted because they weren't. Obviously, she wasn't particularly interested in the Kirby part. The Sloane bit.
Right. Hello.
Right, can we? Excuse me, folks. Can we?
I don't have a quote this week because we're not doing a story.
Right. Can we introduce somebody else who's from the podcast, please? I'll just pass over the earphones.
Oh, is it the lovely Dawn?
It is, yes. Hello.
It's lovely Dawn, everyone. Where's your quote?
Hi. Where's my what?
Where's your quote?
Oh, hi.
I haven't got one ready. I'm just trying to pull one out of the air at the moment.
There you are.
Bit frustrating.
Well, what about... What about Stormageddon? You going to bring Stormageddon to cry into the microphone?
He's just approaching the table.
I've put him to bed, and I don't really want him to wake up again this evening.
You don't know?
No. No, I want him to sleep all the way through.
Is he sleeping all the way through yet?
Till 6 o'clock.
Hope so.
Not like his dad, then?
No.
No.
Unfortunately not.
No.
I have a quote.
Oh dear.
We're running through Paris.
Mom got me up and the screwdriver on my way up.
I have a quote.
Yeah, go on.
Jamie! Doctor!
Okay. By the way, Kirby, have we got a live stream of me going through to your little.
Let me check. Hang on.
He'll go all share.
And you need to introduce Jason too.
No, he's got a
and we can't go share because this is a much better connection I have at home.
Good.
You introduce Jason while I check to see if your live stream is there.
Hello, Jason Chuang.
Hello, you guys in the UK.
Hello.
Independent UK, by the way. Don't forget that bit.
Oh, sorry. The almighty pound. Almighty pound.
You said no politics.
It wasn't political. It's just apparent fact.
It's all lies. It's just a bad dream.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Actually, an alternate dimension is what it is.
Apparently,
what's really happening.
Some people voted for us to be independent.
We've just tranced off into East Space.
Anyway, right, how far are we in without actually really talking about any Doctor Who stuff? Let's have a look, shall we? It's typical, really, of you lot. Let's have a look. We're approximately 10 minutes in. Not one word of Doctor Who. This is probably Kirby's fault, because he's actually taken the helm at the Conquistadors end of the show. So, Kirby, over to you. Why can't we see him on the screen? This is silly.
What was that? I was trying to do... Bring you up on the screen, so hang on a second.
Got a bit distracted, did we? All right,
now, can I ask the question now that I got told off for?
What question?
How's the weekend been, Kirby?
We're talking to Kirby. He's busy trying to set up.
Brick wall bang.
Well done.
Bang.
I'm going to tell you how many people I see on my little feed. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people. Almost as many people present. Oh, no, 8 people.
Nice T-shirt.
I see 10 people.
That's not a member of the Bartlett Sloan family.
Look, they're all starting to look a bit fed up. Can we talk about Doctor Who?
Yeah, that's what we're here for, but... the camera's moving. Who's that at the back? Are they taking pictures? Shall I do a selfie pose?
That was Dana, Jason's girlfriend, back taking the pictures.
I'm just doing a selfie pose.
Let me come around in front of the camera, too, and then we're going to have your feed here showing to the audience in a second.
Yeah, but we would be able to hear you, Kirby.
If I go around with the microphone, sure.
Ooh, how technical. Right.
Can you make it bigger? Is it plain?
Can you make it bigger? What are you talking about?
Is that the feed?
There's children present. Make it clean.
I didn't say it.
Oh, there it goes.
Y'all see me?
No.
No?
No.
No, yes. Not yet.
Yes.
Not yet.
I can. Oh,
is it connected?
You've got a selfie stick.
There we go. And then do that.
Oh, very good, yes. Are you going to what? Shall I do my selfie pose now?
Yeah, I'll do the same
pose. I hope you're wearing trousers.
I am wearing trousers, thank you, Mrs. Melrose. Right.
Okay, here I am, see?
Well, I can't see you. Because of 3 seconds.
There's
delay.
A delay, sorry.
What I can see Jason.
Oh, he's gone. Jason's gone. Oh.
There he is.
No, Jason's back again. No, Jason's gone again. And there's somebody with a microphone and a scarf.
What? Oh,
it's Tom Baker.
Very nice scarf. Is it a scarf from Lavarzi?
And there was a brief...
Yes, this is a Lavarzi scarf.
There's a brief glimpse of another member of the Butler Sloan family, just for about a split second. who's this walking in behind? Oh, got a question. All right, go on now.
Hey, I can start a Periscope session if you want me to really fast on my phone.
A Periscope session? What's a Periscope session?
Do you guys have Periscope? You know Periscope? What Periscope app is?
No.
Okay, or do you want me to do a Facebook Live?
I can see
you
Mary.
Do a Facebook Live?
I'm doing Facebook Live, right? Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Oh. Well, that was brief, Mary. Okay, right. Let's
notice... Master?
Yes?
Master?
Yes?
Master?
Yes?
Notice you should now see Matthew.
I can see Matthew.
Yes, we can see Matthew.
And now we can see the actual expression on his face when he gives us all the bad news he's probably going to deliver over the next hour or so.
So you're going to find us some guests.
He said he'd do his best and he's waving at us. Look. Sorry, this is also an audio presentation. Oh, sorry, the screwdriver's just gone off.
Did everybody do one of those big pictures of everybody all together at the con? They're great.
Oh, you mean a drone shot?
Yeah. Have you got
no,
one?
No, not here.
This year. Oh.
All right, okay. Debbie.
No, this is a... not in Huntsville, because there's like Redstone Arsenal and stuff like that. You don't fly things in Huntsville.
Well, couldn't somebody have stood on a box?
Okay, that's never mind talking about all this nonsense. I want to know, there's a few people in the room there, how I'd like to know how they got bribed into stepping into the room. So that's, I can see a few people in there.
Anyone want to come up to the microphone and introduce yourselves? Here, let's just take it out.
Yeah, and a brief synopsis of how you got into Doctor Who.
Don't worry, it's only a Facebook feed, there's only 3 viewers. Ironically, my part of the Matthew's gone off. My part of the feed is just got 2.
We good? Are we?
Yeah, we're good. Go for it.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. My name is Jackson Blado, and I was introduced to Doctor Who when I was in school one day, and someone had a T-shirt, and I asked, "What is that?" And they go, "It's Doctor Who," and I've never heard of that, so I just kind of binged the first season on Netflix, and it went on from there.
So good for you. That's what I like here.
I've got a favorite Doctor Jackson with the amazing name.
I'd have to say Third Doctor, John Pertwee.
Well done. That's really good, actually. I will say that anybody watching the con feed, con Cerberus feed, that is, will actually get a bit better audio, because on the Facebook feed, it's just me. You can only hear me. I'm very entertaining, but it's a bit confusing.
Have you had a good weekend, Jackson?
Yes, I have.
Have you had highlights of the weekend?
This is obviously the highlight, but apart from this...
Probably the 50 years of the Cybermen, like, thing they just did, because we were just talking, there was just this whole discussion on Cybermen episodes that I really enjoyed, and just this discussion that I really enjoyed.
Well done.
Fantastic. What's your favorite looking Cyber? Because there's so many different versions.
I'd have to say the Nightmare in Silver / Dark Water Death in Heaven Cybermen look. I really like that. Oh.
Very slick, like those. not so much of the silver wetsuits.
Oh, by the way, before we carry on, just the message come up from John Nasta. Hello from Daytona, Ohio. He says, I forgot about that. It was a while back. He sent that message in. Carry on. Sorry. What's gone? Got Debbie, help! It's gone quiet.
Sorry, I was eating a biscuit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, hello, so. I'm Anne-Marie.
Hello.
I got into Doctor Who back in the Tom Baker growing up. And then I went from Tom Baker to the Doctor in the black and white with the Sarah right before Tom Baker. Yeah. You never remember who he is.
Patrick Troughton.
Yeah. And my first episode was the Ark in Space with the Cybermats and stuff, and I just love the Cybermats, you know?
Oh, so do
and
I.
That weird monster in the end.
Ooh,
yeah.
Was that a Wookiee coming down in front? Oh, it's a Kirby scarf.
I was just enthralled with it from there.
Well done. Excellent.
Okay, who's next?
Obviously, somebody's not particularly interested in your story by dangling scarves in front of the camera. Yeah, who's next?
Anyone else want to come up and talk to us? What we normally do every week on the podcast when we're not doing a live something at a convention is we talk about
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. Yeah, we started what a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. We started going through all of the stories, beginning with an unearthly story, unearthly child.
An unearthly story, is that the
story? Story, yes, it was.
Well, yeah.
And we all watch the story and talk about it afterwards.
And then we have a quiz.
Yeah. And when new shows come on, we stop doing going through all of those and we talk about the new shows.
No, that's not entirely accurate, Kirby. What we actually do is attempt to talk about a story, then you lot go off in several tangents and annoy me to a very deep...
That's our job, to annoy you.
Your job is to talk about Doctor Who. Right, who else is going to come up and say...
So anyone else want to come up and say hi?
We don't bite. Huh.
Well, not all of us. No, I think Andy does.
I've been very quiet, actually. So I've been bantering about interesting things. Actually, now, I'd like to ask a question to the... I've now got the... someone just walked across the camera. So, to the Americans in the audience there, how does it feel you're watching a show that is quintessentially British, that, as it's one of its icons, has a police box, which even Adam and I... Who's that poor guy falling over? I'm sorry about that.
You stunned him.
All right, there's some poor bloke in a black T-shirt with a coloured logo, and then he fell over there. Right, so it's an icon of TARDIS that even Adam and I, who are sadly in our 50s now, cannot remember.
Only just in the 50s, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. But what is it attracts you to a British series with British actors where there is no way there will ever be an American lead actor? What attracts you to this series?
What attracts us to Star Trek?
No, that's a very good point.
That's an international series. Is Star Trek?
The reason I got into it was because of Tom Baker. And also, I saw one episode once, 30-minute episode. Then over here in American Broadcast, Public Television, PBS. They start from the very beginning and showing all the different story arcs. From the beginning all the way up. And that's the way I liked it. I said, wait, now I can see all the show. I don't have to wait for a week or two.
So how do you feel?
I've got almost all of them on DVD now.
But fantastic.
Do you understand the Britishness of the nature of the story? Whereas what they're talking about, the comic story, is British, which would be not something you're familiar with. How do you cope with that?
Well, I'm a huge sci-fi fan, and I couldn't really get into anything. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean to anyone. I never really got into Star Trek that much. I mean, I grew up with the reboots, which wasn't all that good. But that just kind of spoiled the whole franchise for me, and I didn't really enjoy Star Trek as much as I did Doctor Who whenever I found it, because I started with a pretty good episode. I believe I started with the Return of the Daleks, Dalek, the 2005 Christopher Elkison.
Superb
episode, and that one. Yeah.
Can hardly hear you, Mary.
Makes me feel smart.
I think Doctor Who just has a universal appeal. Mm. It doesn't matter which country you go to. Yeah.
The main reason I like it, even though it was British, I'm Fred Robinson, the main reason I got into it, even though it was British, it was actually fantastic stories. Mm. Fantastic stories. Yes. The actors were fantastic because they had to, unfortunately, they had to act with the very little profit... property or anything else, scenes, everything was small, mini down. But hey, that showed how good the actors were. The actors had to work with these sets, and you could tell, yes, this is on a shoestring budget, as we put in the United States.
absolutely.
So, how do you feel if, say, when Peter Parker leaves,
ooh,
they
cast... Is that Bonnie? Hello, Bonnie!
Okay, right. So, how do you feel, say, when Capaldi leaves, they cast an American to play the Doctor? What would you, how would you feel about that? Would that feel right to you?
No, absolutely not.
Hi, Bonnie.
What? Nope. Hey, Bonnie, what if it was American playing the Doctor but with a British accent?
No. I don't know. It needs to be British. They need to be British. I don't want the fake accent. I want the real.
Adam, you have to go up for it. I'm sorry.
Kirby, are you waving behind me? He will not. He will not let me have my moment in the spotlight. He just has to take it.
What's the matter with him? Oh, here he comes. He's video bombing. Grief. Has he got the relevant T-shirt on today? By the way.
Wait, Adam.
Yes.
I'd like to ask Bonnie, who is the queen mother of this con, to talk a little bit about what it's like to try to put a con like this together with, if it's agreeable to her.
That's a great plan, Mary. I'll go for that one.
Yes, please. Yes.
Mary.
Hang on, Mary. Well, Mary.
Actually, when people ask me that question, I usually say, well, I just tell people to set the seat of their pants on fire and run, because it is absolutely a job, but it's also a labor of love when we do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a year-round thing. I mean, like 6 months ago, we were planning 2017 before we even got to 2016. So it's around the yearly thing to do, but I've had several people come to our con and then email me asking me how to start one. So I've helped them by emailing or meeting with them personally, like the gentleman Edward Owens that runs Con GT. There's a guy from that did TriCon in Evansville, Indiana. People like that ask, and I don't have a problem. I mean, I've always said I don't care if 50 or 5,000 people come as long as everyone enjoys themselves.
Yes, great. And well done. So what's your been highlight of your weekend then, Bonnie?
Let's see. I've had a wonderful time. It's tiring, but it's also a lot of fun. Like I said, when I watch everyone having a good time, and I've put my feet up this time more than usual, but, I'm also getting older. So,
yes,
so I have to take that time. No, I'll turn 59 this summer.
Wow.
No, don't believe it.
No, me and Andy don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Oh, stop
it. I think Kirby does,
because Kirby's
quite pedantic.
Not a day over 30.
Well, you can see, I know you go to other conventions and promote Conkay, and how do you feel the reception is at other conventions? Are they quite friendly towards it?
Yes, I mean, it's usually they will contact us and ask us if can we give you a table to come and advertise your con, and then we do that in return. Like this weekend, we have Con GT here and the Geek Gather, and then that's two other conventions. Con GT is about 2.5 hours from us. Geek Gathering is about 45 minutes from us, but they're different genres and stuff. So, yeah, they're very, very accepting. And we take the TARDIS. We had it in the St. Patrick's Day parade, but it's usually people email us and ask, because we are growing every year, and I think they want to know what we're doing to do that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Because you don't see that so often over here. But when we're friends on Facebook, so I get to see you promoting and working hard and going on radio shows and things like that, which is terrific, because as you say, it's all year round. But you don't see that sort of camaraderie here at conventions so much in England.
Well, you don't see it here either. I mean, there's not very many conventions that the promoters are not trying to get above the other promoter or whatever. I just cannot, in my mind, be that way to people. I'm thrilled whenever a con starts that people are going and being with their kind of people and having a good time. I don't have a problem with anyone else. I've heard people's got a problem with me, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I like it.
So have you been hobnobbing with the celebrities?
Well, of course. I was told this morning that Colin is in love with me. I don't believe him much. I think he's kissing up, but, you know. But, of course, and Caitlin Blackwood was here 2 years ago, and her mom is such a delight. And so it's bringing family back. And so, yeah, it's absolutely a blast.
Does Caitlin look even more like Karen Gillan now?
And here's the thing. If we don't lose the guest, it's a good thing. Except 2 years ago, we lost Sylvester McCoy, and he was in the kitchen hunting spoons to play in his panel.
Oh, yes. I've seen Sylvester playing the spoons. He's awesome. He's so good.
I like some pictures with
and
him.
During our,
people were handing him
during
spoons.
During our biggest VIP party this Friday night, I'm introducing all the guests, and then one of my staff step in and go, "We don't have Colin." I go, "What? We don't have Colin." And everybody in the room thought I was kidding when I said we couldn't find the doctor. But honestly, he said, "Oh, he laid down for a nap." Excuse me, you're supposed to be where I tell you to be.
Well, I actually commented on Facebook. Is Colin, let's be honest, he's not exactly small. He's not exactly quiet. How on earth do you lose somebody like that?
He went in his hotel room, and he closed the door and went in his bedroom and closed the door, and he didn't hear anyone.
So I've actually met Colin. I know what he's like. I mean, he is certainly larger than life, definitely.
Yeah. He's wonderful.
He is quite delightful. I love him.
Yeah.
Earphones. Carry on, Debbie. I've got my earphones tangled.
I beg your pardon?
I said I've got my earphones tangled. Carry on.
Around what?
I'm going back
again.
Oh, my gosh. Back.
Well, hi, Adam. Now hi. I can see you.
I tell you, hobnobbing with the celebrities must be the sort of major highlight, the major draw for actually running conventions, in my view. Is that how you see it? So that's the sort of big payoff
yes,
for doing them?
Yes. Yeah, but I've been meeting famous people pretty much all my life, so it's not like I have a lot of those fangirl moments, but it is a delight to get to know them. We know them by email, or we know them by, you know, just their Facebook post or whatever, but then to finally get to meet them face-to-face and learn more about them and their background, and when they talk about other things they've done besides just this, that is what I enjoy the most about meeting them.
Mm. Excellent. Well, before you go, Carl Ivan Maddox says hi. He did say it quite a long time ago, but I kept forgetting to say it. Sorry. By the way, Bonnie, has Kirby been behaving himself? Because he doesn't do that very often. Has he been behaving himself during the...
Well, you know, I'm not real sure. I think he's been hiding from me all weekend because I haven't seen him much. So he's probably misbehaving and just I can't see it.
Oh, Kirby, you've been rumbled.
So, I have to say, where is the person known as the Geek Daughter? Have you seen her flit across the screen a couple of times?
Yeah, she's right here beside me. Stick your face in. Well, I have to run. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we hope to see and speak to you next year, too.
Yes,
hope
please,
so.
Bonnie.
Thanks,
Thank
Bonnie.
You
Take
on.
Care, Bonnie.
Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Take care.
Oh, she is.
Okay. I'll come around to the front to the camera here.
My God.
Does anyone else while we're waiting for Matthew to round someone else up? Anyone else want to come up and say hi?
Tell us how your weekend's been.
You'll have to come over here because I don't have that long a cord.
I've got a question.
Would Missy like to come
up? I've got a question for the next victim.
You mean guest?
Well, go look at Kirby, it's a victim. So I'm just playing my Sonic. Oh, after did that, the viewers went down to one. How bizarre is that?
Hello.
Oh, here she is. Hello. Right, I'm hoping you don't mind Mommy asking, how much did this whole weekend cost?
Oh, well... See.
Priceless.
Shut up, Debbie.
I kind of put this together from a few different pieces. I didn't make this all myself. There's another Missy around here who did the black version of Missy's costume.
Yeah.
And hers is amazing. And she did it all herself.
Well, it looks pretty good to me. Are those real grapes?
You thought it was what?
Are those real grapes on your hat there?
Oh, no. Fantastic.
That's a bit of a shame. If you put real grapes on it after the con, you could have eaten them.
Adam, you are weird. Sorry, mate.
Well, it's a bit of a waste to me. But how much? I want to say, how much does it all cost? I mean, how much does it cost to go to Conquer Cerberus?
All
in total. This includes not just the entry fee, but the things you have to buy there, and you get tempted into buying and stuff like that, which is what I love about conventions. Doing sneaky little things like buying photo shoots and things like that and not letting the wife know. Ooh,
you have your photo shoots, and then there are like lots of artists and other vendors, and with the VIP package you get like...
Ooh, I love VIP packages.
You get the photo shoot with Colin Baker, and then they give you these little bottle caps that are like $5 and $10 that you can spend at the artists and vendors tables. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of encourages you to spend. Oh, I want this and this and this and this and this. And yeah.
They're very naughty, but I do like it. In a sort of perverse, I haven't got enough money, but I'm going to spend it anyway sort of way.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sounds like a divorce to me, actually.
A big problem?
Sounds like a divorce case to me. Just all you there for this one event.
Pardon?
You just save up for a whole year for this one event.
Or just use a credit card. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I'm already saving for my next con.
Well, my next one is in Newcastle. I've got a VIP ticket, but since I got the ticket, guests seem to be dropping like flies. At the moment, it's only Peter Purvis and Colin Baker and Sylvester McCoy left on the guest list. Very disappointed when I found out that Deborah Watling and, who's my other favourite, Annika Wills, dropped off the guest list.
Got all those. Why should I bother?
I've seen Colin twice this year already.
Yes, so
Debbie, what's the next convention you're going to?
Probably just a small one, Southampton Con, which is in September. I want to take my daughter to one. She got very irate that I didn't take her down to the Brighton.
Got irate, did she?
Yes.
Southampton's real close to you.
Yeah, exactly. It's just across the water. I'll take her over for the day, and I can bring her back. And then if she likes it, we'll go further afield for her next one.
Well, how much does convention cost over there? Like, including like your ferry ride.
I can answer this. Oh, look, there's Kirby. I can answer this question before Debbie does, because I can tell you that my VIP ticket to the convention in Newcastle, which is Dimensions 2016, cost about £250 plus the £60. Plus the £60 that my mother paid for me to go on the celebrity dinner ticket, which is on the Saturday night of that particular convention, plus the plane ticket, which is about £50, plus the boat ticket, which I haven't bought yet, and plus the... I don't have to buy any photos with that, though, that VIP pass. I think I'll get all my photos actually with it, which is pretty good.
It cost me and mine less than £100.
I might be lined up staying with some relatives up there, but I actually want to stay in a hotel, so I'm actually in the middle of Newcastle, so I can actually stay out a bit later at night. Haven't got that sort of that tie. So what I might do is stay the Thursday night at my relatives, and then try and get a hotel room for the Friday, Saturday. Not Sunday night, because I'm coming back on Sunday. But yeah, really looking forward to it. It's a long time off, actually, October, but yeah. It's probably the biggest convention thing. It's a small convention, but the biggest thing for me to attend a whole weekend's convention. And don't know whether I'll actually bother wearing cosplay stuff, because I'd probably be wearing this T-shirt.
You've got to cosplay.
No, I haven't. I've got to wear this T-shirt.
How many people show up at this one that you're talking about?
Which one? The one in Newcastle?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, because I've never been one to one before, but so far on their Facebook page it says 50 people are going.
Ooh!
Boy. Unfortunately, I hate to tell you this, but over here, you want to look it up, it's Southern Fandom. They got whole pages of cons in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these are 2-3 dayers, some are 1 dayers.
Yeah.
And they look at it this way. If you don't have under 250 people, they don't exist the next year.
Yeah, I think it's only the people I mentioned are the ones that have actually joined the Facebook group. So it doesn't mean to say that everybody's that's going to that
right
show of a convention is actually a member of their group. So without contacting the organisers, I couldn't say exactly how many people are going.
Although I got to admit, if I was over there, I'd be at that convention. You mentioned three of the main people I'd love to see.
Yeah, but the original lineup, as I say, had Annika Wills and Deborah Watling on it, so that was a bit of a sign of a disappointment for me when they dropped out.
Master?
Yes.
Master?
Yes.
Master?
Yes.
We're about to get a guest.
Are we? Oh, hang on.
Pinch me.
Is it Matthew Kressel again?
Colin, come over here and
stand
down
here.
Oh, hey, man. All right, settle down, Andy.
Right here.
Cricket, rugby.
Get it out your system.
Oh, I can see the gentleman himself approaching
Hello.
Hello.
Where are we all?
I'm still on the Isle of Wight. Debbie's in Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Haven't you found your way off the Isle of Wight yet?
No, sorry, Colin. We're still.
I did, but unfortunately we ended up coming back again.
Haven't we pushed you further to France to get rid of you?
No,
Not yet. Last time
I spoke to you was on the ferry, so unfortunately I got back.
I remember, that's right, yes.
Yes, I got back.
It does feel like we should be pushed away after majority vote.
Oh. Yes.
Can we all come out and join you in America? Because we can't stay here no more.
Oh.
British refugees.
Yeah.
Come in.
So you're having a lovely chat.
Pardon?
You've been all having a lovely chat till I came along.
Yeah, we've been waiting for you.
We've been just treading water until you came along.
Treading water? When I said I came over on the ferry, that was last time. I didn't tread any water, Debbie. Oh, I see. It's a figurative.
Well, you were in a boat, you fool.
Yeah. The Isle of Wight ferry is not the most soundest boat in the world.
You can end up in water.
I drove it once.
Yes, you told me that, yeah.
Did
you? Oh,
did I?
Yes, you did.
I'm repeating myself.
Repeat yourself as many times because I don't think anybody listened to the previous time you were on.
Yeah. Nobody's listened to this apart from the people in this room and you.
No, you can't say that. Oh, yeah, actually, you're right. Sorry, our viewership's gone down to one. That's probably me.
Oh, Andy.
Hello,
Andy,
yes.
Say where you're from.
Right, hello, Colin. We've met before, several times. I live in Guildford now, originally from Birmingham, which is a great place near Coventry, where I met you for a curry once. But
nice. I like Birmingham.
I must like it, mate. Great. Great curry in it once. But yes, we have actually met before, Colin.
What are you drinking, Adam?
I'm drinking diet. Well, it's Pepsi Max, actually. Pepsi Max. It's what you normally drink. Have you noticed, though, Kobe, when I drink it, I don't burp.
Said that without moving his lips.
Oh, actually, I've got something for Colin. I can show Colin something, and I've got to stand up for this.
Oh, don't. Have you got your trousers on?
Yes, I've got my trousers on, but look, I'm going to show Colin this. Hang on. The wonders of modern technology.
There's a little bit of a delay here.
Doesn't matter.
There's a delay here.
Right, here we are. This is on my coat lapel. Well, it's not on the lapel, it's just attached to my coat. Now, you might be able to see that. It's rather cool. I'm waiting for the delay to actually work itself out. I've held it on the screen now for about 30 seconds.
Right, too.
Do you like it?
Very nice badge.
Oh, it's a very nice badge.
I approve of it.
And on the back of it, it's got a little Doctor Who logo. Look.
That's the one you bought from the Doctor Who Festival last year.
It was the one I bought from the Doctor Who Festival last year, yes.
Is that the one you bought from the Doctor Who Festival last year?
It was funny. How did you guess that?
That's brilliant.
Yes.
He's got ESP. Yeah.
That's a copy of the very first one I wore.
Yeah, is it? I'm very pleased to have it. It only cost me £15. Oh, that's one of the cheapest things I've ever bought at a bottle of Doctor Who convention.
Really? Didn't cost me anything. I've got a box full of them.
But that cat changed, didn't it? Because that was the sort of like the cat you first had, and then you had one that was like black and sort of bigger and sort of...
A different one for each story.
Was that?
And three of them are modelled on my own cats.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a third one. I'll have to be a bit more observant.
Lots of them.
All right.
There was a black one with kind of greened out eyes.
Yes.
That was my blind cat, Eric.
Yeah. Great name for cat.
Was a grey and white one. That was Weeble.
Mm-hmm.
They're all dead now, obviously.
Was Weeble quite a large cat?
Who's that? Very common person laughing like a train.
Melrose. Debbie Melrose, Isle of Wight.
Yeah. Oh. Debbie Melrose, who Sylvester
Commoners
McCoy remembers.
Out of my
sorry,
no.
The unforgettable Debbie Melrose. Yeah, exactly.
Are you all sitting naked eating fish and chips?
No, I've got clothes on for a change. Look, there's my...
I've got my dressing gown on. I've had a bath earlier. I've got my dressing gown on.
So you're Arthur Dent. You're Arthur Dent.
Collins on my T-shirt.
Well, of course, actually, I'm rather uncomfortable because I'm post-operation not long ago.
Oh, Lord.
I had a hernia operation not long ago. I am a bit, shall we say, swollen and bruised.
I think it's time for me to go.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Colin, please. Sorry, please. If you leave now, this lot will never let me back on the podcast ever again, so please do not leave.
So that's a double win, then.
I think I will be banished forever from the podcast if you walk out. So please, Colin, please stay, sir.
You'll be relegated to feedback.
I have to go and do some signing. It's not your fault.
Do we want to try to get another recording of his saying...
Good. You can do it if you like. It's nice to have some live ones.
I can't type out the... You tell him what you want him to say.
Well, Colin, okay, right.
Everyone on the Isle of Wight is great.
Colin, when we all join... every certain week of the podcast, we have to make a quote. Can you please do your favourite quote from Doctor Who ever, as if you were walking into the podcast now?
Everybody lives.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Colin.
No, I meant you're listening.
Yeah, we knew what you meant, Kirby, but we needed to know that.
Oops, I think he's got to go.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Colin, for coming back on the show, Colin.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Colin.
I don't think it's going to be the last time.
Yeah, we'll get you again.
No, I'll get him again when I see him in Newcastle. Colin, don't pull out of Newcastle. Everybody else has.
Sylvester McCoy thinks my laugh's dirty, and Colin thinks that my laugh's common as Mark.
And I just think it's lovely, Debbie.
Oh. Well, all he did now is Mary's boyfriend to tell you what he thinks of it.
Was he there then?
Well, I don't know, but come on, Mary, have a chat with your boyfriend, get it worked out, find out what he thinks.
What? Mary, why don't you come around and sit here for a minute
so we can see you, Mary. Yes, don't we?
He's fishing about Paul McGann, who you have obviously a personal to.
Yeah.
No, I didn't understand what it is Andy wanted.
Well,
I think Andy understands what Andy wants.
Right. Colin has said it's a common laugh. Sylvester has said she's got a dirty laugh. So what we need to know, you know, Mary, given the fact you're highly intense relationship with Paul McGann.
I can see her with Jason there, so this is quite interesting.
Okay, and Jason as well. But what does Paul McGann think of Debbie's laugh? And that's your next challenge in life, is to find out. Thank you, Jason. Your challenge is get Debbie to laugh at Paul McGann to find out what he thinks of her laugh.
I'm going to write it down, you know.
I was going to say, that's quite an assignment you've given me there, Andy.
You have to tell him all weekend the next time he's at a con.
But Mary, it means you have to go and chase after Paul McGann. How hard a conquest is that going to be?
How hard a what?
Oh, not hard at all. I just have to snap my fingers and
exactly, yes.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love the way you're brushing your hair there, Mary. That was superb.
Mary, by the way. Hello, Jason. Mary? Yeah. Right, you're wearing a really good T-shirt there, so it's another...
Oh, she's gone. It's now got Jason instead.
So this is the one mic I win, because I've got two and everybody's got nothing.
Pardon? Two what?
Yeah, she's got two dings.
Who misses that? What she said.
I'm wearing the same T-shirt.
Where are you? Oh, good. Sorry. I was wondering what you're doing for a minute there. Sorry. Yeah.
Stripping.
So do I need to email you again?
Kirby gets one.
Who misses?
Oh, I'm losing.
I've dropped my bell.
Well, I get no points there. What do I care?
I think you're still working. Well, you won't do. You're not wearing an appropriate T-shirt.
But look, I'm losing.
Kirby, it's my Disney bell. Look, it says Hollywood Tower Hotel.
Or the X sound. The butt.
So what's your highlight, Jason? What have you actually bought while you've been at this particular convention?
Hold on a sec. I'll show you some stuff I bought. Hold on.
Ooh, isn't this exciting?
I already posted pictures of what I bought, including a really cool Fourth Doctor comic book cover poster.
Ooh, excellent.
Ooh, look. Ooh, look what? Look at what.
What?
Look at this.
Look at what?
This is Anne Marie.
Anne Marie, I want to see you, but I can't see you yet because it's very frustrating.
I won this in a raffle for the Friends of Rescue, the animal shelters and stuff here.
Oh, lovely.
And it's a novel. I can't remember what it's called, but it's got a shape-shifting penguin in Colin Baker's doctor.
Frobisher.
Yes. So I'm
Frobisher,
I'm so happy about that, a shape-shifting penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin Baker autographed it for me.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's good.
Priceless. I like that. No.
Were you guys able to see that on the live feed?
Yes, we were able to see it about five years later on the live feed.
Like, Kirby, there's a guy in the very far corner by the door. Get him to come and talk to us. He's so far away. Hold that, Jason, if you look over your right shoulder, by the door, there's a guy in the very far corner. No, Jason's stopping us seeing it.
Well, I can. Let's see what Jason's got. Oh, what is it, Jason?
Where? Here?
It's the Ninth Doctor. Is it the Ninth Doctor, Jason?
No.
Right. Oh, he's now gone out. He's now gone out the room. He's now just left. He's not just left.
No, spitting
we have another guest. We've got a guest for hopefully longer than 10 seconds.
Oh, is it Jason again?
No, Jason, I love it.
I can see this is really interesting, actually, Deb, isn't it? Because we can see people walking in.
Yeah.
And then I'm interested in Jason's purchases.
Jason's purchases?
You may not remember this.
From New Jersey.
Jason, cut it out.
All right. Hello, pretty lady.
How come? It's very frustrating. Andy can see it before me. Oh, this looks like Caitlin Blackwood. Karen Gillan.
Oh, Jason, I want to see that.
Get it out.
No, we don't. We'll see Karen Gillan. Hello, Karen. How are you, Karen Gillan?
Hello, Caitlin.
Hi.
Oh, it's so lovely to actually get to speak to you rather than the sort of in-out very quickly like it was last time.
Move your hand, Kirby.
No, don't move your hand. I want to hear what she says.
I don't know if you remember, when you were here at Conquistorberus a few years ago, you came by us, Matthew and I were sitting by the pool, we were doing a podcast, and you said hi, and then went on.
I've got the original recording of that here somewhere, so if I can find it. Here it is.
We're doing a live podcast.
Have a listen to this, Caitlin.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Blackwood, and you're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Did you hear that?
Now, Caitlin, did you ever realise, when you've gone to Doctor Who, you're getting trapped into an insane world you'll never escape from. You were doing conventions, you're 80 or 90 years old. You'll never escape Doctor Who. So how do you feel now?
I don't really know. I feel very honoured, I think.
Well, thank you very much, Caitlin. It's an honour to become part of. Yeah, it's an honour for us to have you on the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Caitlin.
Don't we want to talk?
Yes, we
talk
do.
To her for
yes,
a
we do.
More?
No. Yeah, Kirby, that wasn't a goodbye. That
yeah, we have her for longer than 10 seconds.
No, that was me welcoming. Kirby, that was me welcoming Caitlin, the Doctor Who family, hoping she'll stay with us for a long, long time and do a lot of stories with us. So, Caitlin, now you're an official member of the Doctor Who family. You now realise what an insane, lunatic world you've gone into. What do you want to do next in the world of Doctor Who, please?
What do I want to do next?
In Doctor Who.
What do you want to do next?
Well, I would like to be the next female Doctor, obviously.
That would be an interesting scenario.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So that's my goal, to be the first female Doctor.
Good.
Everything's possible.
Yeah.
That would be quite an interesting. I bet that some writer could actually work that into the storyline somehow. Sort of some sort of timey-wimey thing going on.
How have you enjoyed Conquistorberus?
It's been great, yeah. I've had a lot of fun. I love Alabama. I love Huntsville. I like meeting all the fans in the last few days.
What, even Kirby?
That's me.
Are you going on to any more conventions in the States, or is that it for you over there?
No, I have Kansas City coming up in October this year.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully a few more in the next year or so. I'm not too sure yet.
So they haven't scared you away yet?
No, not yet.
You must have fun if they don't scare you away. Are you doing any British conventions at all?
No, not really. There's not... Like, I haven't been contacted. Well, I have, like, a connection.
That's something, isn't it? I think if I want to get around to doing one, I must have you on the first on the guest list. If I get around to doing one. No, get Debbie, actually. Debbie, arrange a convention for the Isle of Wight, Debbie, and then we can have Caitlin as a guest then, can't we?
All right, I'm on it.
Wow! Excellent.
We need one. If Southampton can get one, the Isle of Wight can bloomin' well get one.
There's an extra, very expensive load of water to get across before you get to the Isle of Wight. Have you ever been to the Isle of Wight, Caitlin?
No, I have not.
Well, there you go. There's your excuse straight away. I'd fly over. It's a bit cheaper, apparently.
No, it probably is, actually. It
probably is, yeah.
Well, one of the joys of having Caitlin here was the fact that she actually turned 16 while here at the convention.
Oh, happy birthday.
No, rock and roll.
You should have told me. I would have sent you a card.
Caitlin conquers Cerberus. That'll get there.
So, are you still watching Doctor Who, Caitlin?
I've seen it sometimes. I haven't seen any of Peter Capaldi's work yet.
Not?
So I know.
But he's a fellow countryman of yours.
I know. I just haven't got around to time to watch it.
And
so.
If he regenerated into you, you wouldn't have to change the accent.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
I like that. Because you had when Peter took over, there was a lot of people saying, "I don't understand what he's saying. I don't understand what he's saying." And people going, "Well, we can. So what's the problem?" And then obviously, I don't know if they spoke to him, but he did seem to soften his accent in the second season that he did. So I don't know. It was really odd, but I don't think there's anything wrong with the Scottish accent, you know. But there were people saying. Oh, I can't understand. He speaks too quickly. He's too garbled. It's like, no, that's just a normal, decent Scottish accent. Get you.
Yes,
I thought he was toning it down.
Yeah, he did. He certainly did in the second season. He did.
I mean, you can hear Sylvester McCoy's Scottish accent quite clearly when he was a doctor. I felt at the time.
Over the spoons.
Mm. So, Caitlin, have you found that now you're quite tall now? Compared to where you were when you were first in Doctor Who. Are you still being recognised as much?
No, not as much, actually. Oh. I get people coming up to me sometimes and they're like, they don't believe I'm actually Amelia Pond on Doctor Who, so that's very strange. Oh.
You were telling us yesterday in your panel that you're actually the whole reason that Amy is Scottish.
Yes, I am. I can't do an English accent, they had to change the storyline a little bit.
So can you do any accents?
No, none was ever.
I was going to hope you're going to do an Alabama accent just for Jason's benefit.
Oh,
really.
No.
Keep in mind, she is surrounded in a room. She is in a room surrounded by Alabamians, and we take our Southern accents quite seriously down here.
Matthew, what? You don't have a Southern accent.
I was born and raised here. Don't ask me.
Well, because you could always play back. Caitlin could try and do an Alabama accent. You could try and do a Scottish accent.
Yes.
Oh, I want to hear
your
Scottish accent.
Uh-oh, I've been challenged.
You're an actor, Matthew. You should better manage this.
I'm not actually sure I can do a Scottish accent. I'm certainly trying, but I'm not actually sure I'm actually saying anything that's worthwhile.
Okay,
that's not bad.
See
you, pal.
That is not bad for a first go.
Okay, you challenged me, so now you're going to have to return the favor.
Oh, no. Okay. Good day, ma'am.
Yes. That wins.
That'll do.
I offend anyone there.
No.
Worried about. It's like, oh, God, when Jason said at the beginning, can you do the accent? It's like, no.
Yeah, we can safely say that Caitlin's won that particular competition. What's the forfeit, then?
You're making this up as we go along.
This is the best way.
Winging 20 it. Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, organized chaos at its best.
Yeah, so there's Doctor Who in there somewhere. That's the important thing. So
just sort of by the by.
So when do you come back to Britain then? Now independent Britain. Was Britain independent before you left?
No. Don't go there, please.
No, do go here. We want you back.
We're very embarrassed.
Sorry, I forgot what the question was.
When are you coming home?
I should be home on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah. Flying birthday to Edinburgh at 10 a.m.
You're having birthday celebrations when you get back.
I think so. I don't know what's really planned at the moment. Ooh, I hope something's
probably some big surprise that they haven't said anything to you. So are you studying for your GCSEs and things like that, or have you got through that part yet?
I finished them. We do nationals back in Scotland, so I've just done like 5 national 5 exams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for the results, which will be here in August.
Good luck.
Oh, well, good luck with that one. Yeah. So what's next if you get through that?
I'll be going to college and doing acting and performance.
Oh, lovely.
HND.
As you should.
Well, you've got a bit of a CV to take with you, haven't you?
That's fantastic. Oh, good luck for your results.
And how are you getting on with the fishingers and custard at the moment?
Great.
I've got that on a t-shirt and people keep going, what on earth do you eat? Stop doing, darling. You know, work with me.
How about the deep fried Mars bars? Do you enjoy those?
That's a Scottish thing, isn't it?
Do I enjoy what?
Deep-fried Mars bars.
Oh, no. Yeah. I can't even believe that is a Scottish thing. Why would anyone do such a thing?
Oh, no.
Have you tried one, please, Caitlin?
I've never tried a battered Mars bar.
I wonder if I've ever tried that with jelly babies.
Probably. No, that's wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, that's just
No.
It's only a question.
There's a chip down here that deep fries Christmas pudding, and that's just sinful.
No, but they also deep fry
pizza.
No, that's
pizza.
A stupid idea.
Pizza. Yeah, they do actually.
The local
chippy
down
kidding.
Here.
You're kidding me.
Like how did we segue onto that? That's just gross.
I was just talking about fish fingers and custard.
All right. Caitlin's going to have to leave, so everybody say goodbye to Caitlin.
Thank you, Caitlin. It's been a pleasure,
Caitlin. Thank you.
Come back again.
I will.
Excellent.
Thank you for joining us.
Ooh, thank you.
What on earth is that she's just been given?
Now, I hope Matthew can find us another guest, I hope.
Well, he's done quite well so far.
He's going to try.
Caitlin. Thank you.
Is he just grabbing by the scruff of the neck, dragging him through the door?
So, William Hartnell.
I'm sorry, it's not as cute as Caitlin, but I'm
not
only
sure, sure about that,
minutes.
Jason. You're really so hard on yourself.
So I'm not as cute or as attractive as Caitlin, but I only can stay here for a few minutes. I gotta get ready to head home in a little while.
Wait.
No, he's got.
Gotta go home. I don't. quick thing is, I don't live in Alabama anymore. I just recently moved to Tennessee.
This is a 20 minute podcast. You stay.
So,
where's my paycheck then?
Yeah, exactly.
It's in Kirby's pocket. Just ask him.
So, Adam, to Jason, it's no longer Sweet Home Alabama than it is.
Oh.
So, I don't want to say too much. I still have property in Alabama, but. Right now, I took a new job. I'm living in Tennessee, a town called Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or they like to call it down there the Borough.
Borough?
That's only about, he's about 20 miles south of where I was living when I was in Tennessee.
Oh.
Excellent.
I'd say about 45 minutes from Nashville.
Only 24 hours. I'm told, sir.
Only if you've got a decent sat nav, Jason.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you said, oh, never mind.
Why didn't you just say GPS or something?
No, that's not. They're called sat-navs. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, sat-nav over there.
No, that's what they're called. They're called sat-navs.
Well, I feel really stupid now.
It's a sat-nav. Oh.
I do like the mobile.
This is a mobile, right?
Yeah.
Well, it depends if you've got a baby.
The thing is, the 20 megabyte is we're all chaotic and we all
Jason, there's a young lady over your right shoulder. She's sat there all afternoon. Turn to your right, Jason. Turn to your right.
Camera right or right?
Jason, turn over your right shoulder. There, has she spoken yet? Please get it. She sat there all afternoon saying nothing.
What do you mean all afternoon?
I've
been on for an hour.
Before you talking about
my girlfriend? Right, get her to come and talk to us, please. Come on. Get her to come talk to us.
She's too shy.
Oh, she's shy to talk on.
No, Andy, let her be. Honestly, they've had a hard convention.
All right.
Can I just ask, Andy, you're just trying to scare everybody out of the room before we actually get...
He's trying to scare everyone from the 20, from the world.
All I can see is people sitting there.
Yeah, they're audience members. They don't have to pipe up. They just need to listen.
I am trying to include our American friends in the wonderful world of the 20 megabyte podcast.
Yes, and all I'm trying to do is...
Now, there's a young lady there. Excuse me, young lady. Are you Jason's girlfriend?
Yes, I'm Dana.
Hello, Dana. Pleased to meet you.
I'd like to apologise for Andy, but thank you for coming to speak into the microphone as you are doing right now.
How long have you known Jason for?
Well, we've known each other for the past 3 years or so. We actually met at Pompeii.
Now, there you go.
That's romantic, isn't it?
That is superb. So thank you, Dana. What we have here is a Doctor Who romance. Superb. Thank you very much. So, Dana, can I ask you, please, why are you a Doctor Who fan?
Well, I started in childhood with the Fourth Doctor. Grown up from there.
Fantastic. Yeah. Do you have a favourite villain?
Well, apart from Andy, of course.
Yeah, apart from Andy.
The Weeping Angels.
The Weeping Angels, they are up there for me, definitely. Don't blink. No, shudder.
I think they should have just been kept in blink, personally. They should have just been...
one of those I started watching the Fourth Doctor kind of peeking from behind the couch. it is a scary show for children. I thought I'll get my daughter Isla into
the newer Doctors, because she's watching along with me the black and white Patrick Troughton ones. But I showed her the first time we meet River Song, you know, the Silence in the Library, and now she's absolutely terrified on a sunny day if she sees any of the motes of dust in the sunlight. She goes running from the room screaming Vashta Narada. She's six, and I have terrified her.
And you won't admit that on a live link-up, Debbie?
I'm quite happy to.
No, dear.
Because she'll remember it, whereas I remember being freaked out by the Daleks when I was about three, so, yeah.
The only thing I remember being scared of, I think, when I was little, was the Green Death. I found that quite scary. Oh. When the throbbing green stuff over the faces, that was...
Dana, have you watched any black and white Doctor William, as in the First and Second Doctor?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So for you, Doctor Who started with Tom Baker, Fourth Doctor?
Yes.
Okay. So you've obviously watched some old Doctor, as in Tom Baker, Peter Davison, Colin Baker for McCoy, then the new Doctor. Which is your favourite Doctor, then, please?
The newer series, 10, is one of my favourite.
David Tennant. And what is David Tennant? So why is David Tennant your favourite Doctor, please?
Well, I like his character, you know, and his personality as the Tenth Doctor, but then, to be fair, I also like him as an actor in other things he's been in. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
So how do you find the fact he's a Scotsman trying to play an Englishman? So you as an American lady, how do you enjoy watching... a British television series with a British character in the lead, British actors top of what you. How do you enjoy watching that American then, please?
You asked that earlier.
Yeah,
I know, but I'm not asked this good young lady here.
We don't have to ask every single person in the room the same question.
Because I think it's a very good question to ask.
I enjoy watching the different British television shows.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dana. I've had a message from
anyone who like a complex answer or something like that.
He's looking for asking the same question. Terry Miles has come up and said, "Hi Adam, why is the picture on the feed reversed?" I've got an answer to that. No idea. I don't know how to get it right. it's got me back to the front. I've got the, instead of the 20 megabyte, it's et, bumbundun, ot, hu, rock, dock, and stuck-up, top.
No, Adam, it's because it's the Loose Cannon team who did the Few from the Deep last week, did the same thing in a helicopter. Yeah, they were just seen every now and then.
Maybe so. But anyway, that, I don't know why the picture's reversed. I do apologise, but it is. Yes, I saw Kirby's little head pop inside my little square picture there.
We're just wondering how long these feeds go. This one's been going for an hour and 5 minutes. I mean, I can restart it.
Yeah, they run for an hour and a half, Kirby.
Yeah. Hour and a half, okay.
Hour and a half, yeah.
And you get a 3-minute warning as to when it comes to an end. I did one from a wedding on Saturday. It worked rather well.
So, this on a different topic real fast. So, Kirby was there as well. So I was at our last time gate in Atlanta, Georgia, which is now going to be turned into Hulanta.
Hulanta. Yeah.
Interesting. Hulanta. Anyway, I know they call it Hulanta, but to me, it's always going to be time gate in my mind, regardless. But let's see. I got to meet Nicholas Briggs.
Yeah.
Nicholas Briggs and Jason High Ellery and Terry Malloy and Paul McGann for a second time. So
cool. That was Mary White on that with that.
Mary wasn't jealous, was she?
I'm sure Mary. What?
Well, if you're taking jealous of what? Jason, if you're taking up Paul McGann's time, that's going to probably impact on Mary somewhere along the line.
So basically, what you mean, you ripped Mary Lang off his face first before you talked to him.
You might want to rephrase that.
No, you don't want to at all.
Oh, ow.
Really
be careful, or I will repost all my pictures of Paul McGann kissing me, all right? All right?
Do it!
Listen, you kissing Paul McGann is nothing to me. Now, would it be... No, let's not go any further in this conversation.
Right. Things get bad when I don't understand a word you're saying, Andy. All I've got is...
You speak in Welsh again.
And there's nothing wrong with the internet. It's just gone.
What's it like, mate?
No, it's not that. I could understand that.
Oh, stop farting, Adam.
Who couldn't you understand?
Mary.
I couldn't understand Andy, Kirby.
I'm going to ask Mary what her face is.
Well, no one can understand Andy.
And can Andy even stay awake through this entire podcast as well?
Oh, Jason Schwein. That is beneath you. That is.
I don't think it is.
Excuse me, Jason, you do know I am
awake?
In a week post operation a week ago.
Yes, but you weren't last year.
No.
All right, no, I was then, but I'm post operation. I'm in a severe trauma here.
I think the only one in trauma is me.
No one cares about me, do they?
Around. I won't kill you immediately.
Jason, get a few guests on. Get another guest on, please, Jason.
I'm trying to get other people to come up here, but they're too scared to be up on camera.
Yeah. By the way, don't worry. You won't be asked inane questions about what it's like being American watching British TV shows.
It's Peter Capaldi.
Oh, good. I'm very interested to hear his accent. Come on, Peter.
Hello. My name is Scott.
Oh.
Hello, Scott.
That's a very good impression of Scott, Peter. Well done.
Good impression of me.
So, how far have you travelled for this particular convention?
About 3 miles.
God, blimey, that's almost walking distance.
Just about, yes.
Do you go home at night, or have you got a hotel room?
No, I go home.
Oh, God,
Adam,
wonderful.
It's 3 miles away.
I'm just asking. You never know. I'd get a hotel room because I just like staying in hotels.
I'd go home.
So is Peter Capaldi your favourite doctor?
He was not at first. Mm-hmm. I didn't care for Series 8 that much, but when Series 9 came along, he just knocked the cover off the ball, as we say over here.
And do you experience any difficulties in understanding? There's a myth going around that the Americans can't understand what his doctor's saying.
No, I understand him just fine. Yeah. There was a late night TV show on that called The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson that I used to watch all the time, they're friends. They grew up together in Glasgow, and they played in the same band together, so I can understand. I got used to Craig Ferguson's accent, and so I can understand Peter Capaldi just fine.
And I think Capaldi's is a lot softer as well. So have you ever cosplayed as any other doctors?
No, I'm actually here with Missy, and I'm her accessory.
Very good.
Andy.
Yeah, come on. We can see Missy, please. Can you get Missy on camera?
We've had Missy on, Andy. Wakey, wakey.
Yeah, no, bring her to the front of the camera, not back of the camera, please.
It looks like she's sitting on your shoulder a bit there. But,
here we go.
So, has it been a good convention for you?
Yes, it has.
Hello, Missy.
Did you go into it last year?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, good. So I suspect you'll be there next year as well, then. Good. So you can come. You can come back. You can come back on the show next year, can't you?
Maybe we'll be by the pool again next year.
How are you going to get there, Debbie?
At this rate.
Well, the reason we were sitting so many rows back is because that's where the air conditioning vent was coming out. Yeah.
Here you go, Andy. They're not ignoring us. They're staying cool.
Yeah. We're wearing a
wool.
Yes, wearing a wool coat in Alabama.
I was going to say, it's already a bit hot out there.
I imagine it would have been a better idea to position the studio, as we call it in the podcasting trade, at the back of the room underneath the air vent.
So, Missy, have you ever cosplayed anybody else?
I've cosplayed a femme version of the 12th Doctor also.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, right, right.
At this convention, yesterday actually.
Oh, right.
There was a picture of you. I'm sure there was a picture of you on the Cerberus page. I'm sure I saw that.
There have been the other femme versions of the 12th Doctor at the convention then.
They had, both this year and last year, they had a photo shoot where they had femme versions. Well, they didn't have all the doctors represented this year, but last year they had all the doctors represented with femme versions. You know, we all signed up kind of ahead of time for the photo shoot, we had the guys doing all the doctors, and this year we also had a photo shoot for companions and villains.
Oh, excellent. So I'm just interested, obviously, would you say, right, I'm going to Conquer Cerberus next year without even knowing who the guests are?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's just good fun, sort of meeting lots of fans and stuff.
It does seem to be a really, really good convention.
Yeah.
And you got Bonnie organising it, so yeah.
And next year, though, just a bit of a tip for you. Next year, if you come along as Missy, make sure the grapes in your hat are real, and then you will be able to just get a snack. No, a nice snack at the end of the convention.
Freshen them up every day.
Freshen them up every day. Have some jelly bellies
stuck in your pocket.
Jelly bellies.
Right, Debbie Lallum, can I ask these people the question of asking all our American friends is...
Oh, for God's sake.
No, because genuinely, folks, I'm interested. Right, so our two cosplay friends there, you're Americans. What is so interesting to you two about a TV series where the lead series...
We've established it's a British TV series actor is British. Would you have an American playing...
No. Adam, sorry, please stop.
Oh, God,
Why do you want to watch a TV series where the lead actor... Adam!
Yes?
I'm asking you.
You've asked them already.
Well, it's fairly obvious what the answer's going to be. Why would you want to watch a TV show? Because it's good.
Carry on.
Thank you. What a good guess that was.
Why? What makes it good? What makes it better than your American TV series? You want to watch a British TV series with British actor.
There's going to be adverts on
it
anyway.
Debbie again. Sorry, Debbie. Can we please... I'm interested in why Americans want to watch a British TV show with a British actor in a British context. What is so good about it? they want to watch our show.
Yes, and but Adam, I'm sorry,
Thank
Adam.
Thank you very Adam. Much. I feel insulted. That's it. I'm going to get the
what about us watching Friends? Us watching Chips?
I watch Friends and it's boring.
No, it's not. It's good.
Friends is boring. I don't watch Friends.
Yeah, but I didn't
there's there's an intelligence and wit to it that is, seems to be missing in a lot of American shows.
Right, thank
you.
You
ask him if he watches any American shows.
He probably doesn't.
Well, I started watching some British TV when I was a kid. When I was in elementary school, MTV, back when they actually showed music videos, they also showed Monty Python late at night. Yes. And I started watching Monty Python when I was a kid. And I've been into British TV ever since.
But what else do you watch? Sorry, Debbie, what else do you watch in regards to TV, British TV then?
Is he asking me?
Yeah.
Not me.
Specifically when it comes to Doctor Who, first of all, I'm a sucker for anything regarding time travel.
Yeah, me too.
But you have a hero on the show who doesn't carry a gun but carries a screwdriver instead.
One like this. Oh, hang on, I pressed the wrong button.
Sorry, please.
He doesn't carry a gun. He carries a sonic screwdriver, but that occasionally can be used as a gun in certain script circumstances. If you're the 10th Doctor.
You see, what you two guys have just said is interesting to me. It's why American series are, say, Star Trek, they always carry a gun. In the day, they can shoot people. Kirk can shoot people. Picard can shoot people. They all can. The Doctor will never carry a gun. That's what I'm interested in. Is why do you watch a quintessentially British TV series where the icon of the series is something that, I know we're harking back again, Adam, you and I can barely remember as being something we saw, the TARDIS, a police box. What is so fascinating about the Americans about Doctor Who?
Well, first of all, it's been on for over 50 years, so there must be something to it.
Yeah, but why do you watch it though?
What's this obvious why?
There's nothing like it on American TV. They've tried to do things with like series such as The Librarians or DC's Legends of Tomorrow, but it's not quite the same. Even Legends of Tomorrow with Arthur Darvill starring in it is not. It wants to be an American Doctor Who, but it's not quite there. You know, it doesn't quite scratch my Doctor Who itch.
Right, you know? Thank you, sir. You're the first person tonight who said something like that. You've explained why is this watch is so different about what we see. That's what I'm so interested.
Anyway, yes. Moving on. Debbie, help!
Why?
I need to get something alcoholic.
I hope he is wearing trousers, because that's always a funny view. What am I meant to say then? Oh, he's gone already. Fair enough. Mary, how are you enjoying the convention?
Well, I've been enjoying it quite a bit.
I've been trying to ask you that for a long time.
Well, we only have one microphone, and so we keep giving it away. So when I want something asked, I feed my questions to somebody else.
You can't give my microphone away. It's my microphone.
He's hanging on to that one for dear life. Yes. No, how's your weekend been?
Oh, you're talking to me, Debbie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, it's been very relaxing. The hotel that we're staying in is really nice. And there's just so many wonderful people. These conventions seem to bring the nicest, sweetest people. It seems like everybody that I meet, it's like in 2 seconds, we're like best friends because we all have, you know, this huge Doctor Who universe in common. So there's always something to talk about since Doctor Who is such a big universe. And it was really wonderful.
What's happening?
What is Adam doing?
Okay. What the heck is Adam doing?
Oh, Adam looks like he's getting a drink out of something, some kind of a baby carrier.
Adam. What are you doing?
But I'll tell you, it's absolutely delightful to hear Matthew, who is just so well-versed in everything Doctor Who and everything else in the world.
Yes, everything.
talking with, he's the main interviewer for both Colin Baker and Fraser Hines. And he can get those guys going and telling stories that you just know by the way they're reacting that they don't tell these stories all the time or maybe ever. It's been a real delight to hear some of these, you know, behind the scenes things that nobody else knows about.
Fantastic. No, but Matthew is like the Bible, according to Doctor Who. And
name a topic, and he probably knows more about it than anybody.
Maybe he should be more known as Matthew the Wikipedia.
The word I get from his mother when I met her today was that when he took the guests on a tour of the Huntsville Space and Rocket Center, that they actually, I don't know, somebody higher up there overheard him talking about everything and gave him his card and said, get back with me. I think we have a place for you here. Because I guess Matthew knew more about what was, you know, more than the usual tour guides do in the Space and Rocket Center.
I'm not surprised.
So that's our Matthew, you know? Sometimes the looks that Colin or Fraser would shoot him when he would be kind of correcting them or prompting them on trying to remember something, you could just tell that they're just amazed at how much he knows.
No, it's astonishing.
Master, I have to tell you something that just came through on our 20 megabytes Facebook Messenger from Andy. He said, sorry, folks, am I missing something? Genuinely, I'm interested in why American fans like a quintessentially British series. Oh, Adam says he's walked off the show.
Oh, has he? I thought he was drinking.
Okay. He's gone.
Well, we'll keep going. Don't worry. It's fine.
Mary, text him or go next door. See what he's doing.
He's been boosting very quickly here. That's what's going on. Oh, dear. It's all gone tits up. There we go. Lovely.
Here, let me give you back to Mary. I need to type something.
Okay.
Back to Mary in Huntsville.
Hey. Are the sort of the main convention seasons finished over there now, or is it still going on?
They go on all year. Year round. There actually is a plan of sorts to that, because some of these guests sign contracts that say that they cannot appear anywhere within, I think, what is it, 30 miles or 100 miles or something within a 3-month period. So everybody plans their conventions, you know, months apart in order to be able to snag some of the same guests. So, yeah, we have them going on all year long.
Cool.
I usually have to give up my Thanksgiving to go to Chicago because that's like the biggest east of the Mississippi convention, and so I'm there in November. So, like I said, it goes on all year.
It goes on all year. Oh dear, I can't seem to get hold of Adam.
That's because I'm sitting in.
It's just you and me in a room full of people.
I'm just sitting listening at the moment.
You are still listening, just enjoying your beer.
Well, not about enjoying it, but. There you go, beer.
What is it? Is it Stella? Is it Wife Beater?
Well, in fact, because the picture's reversed, it's come up as Alette's Sirotra.
Yeah, Adam, we had a room full of people looking at an empty screen for the longest time.
Oh, well, come back then.
Right. Come back, Adam,
I'll wear an appropriate hat. Oh, I can get it on my head, there we go. Oh, no, that's back to front as well.
Okay. Hey, I hate to run, but I got to get ready to head home soon.
No, I wear appropriate hat. There you go. Will that keep you? I've got this.
Oh, that was, what's that hat say?
It says unit. Well, actually, because it's backwards, it says...
Tinu.
Oh, yeah, there. There goes the unit hat.
Jason,
yeah,
are you going to join us for reviewing the next... What's the next one we're doing, Adam?
What's the next... Is the next weekend?
Wheel in Space.
Yes. Are you going to have a review of that and have a look and maybe join us?
What day is your next
probably next
podcast?
Next Sunday.
Sunday, 8 o'clock our time, like now.
Unless, of course, I've got something else on I've forgotten about. Ooh, there's an insect just popped at me.
I'm not sure yet, but I'll try to be on the podcast next week, maybe. Maybe I'll be on the next podcast. Cool. I got to see what my schedule is later this week.
It's interesting to know, Jason, that you modeled your hairstyle on Patrick Troughton. That's all.
Really?
Yeah, we'll go with Patrick Troughton then.
Yeah. Like it. You need a little dicky bow.
Anyway, sorry, I don't want to hold everything else. I just want to say bye to you guys, and I'm going to try, but no guarantee, but I will try my best to get on the podcast next week.
Please, that'd be lovely.
Thank you, Jason.
Take care.
Thanks for staying for us.
I would love to stay, but I got to get home.
No, he's got to go home, Adam. Let him go.
No, I'm just saying thank you for staying. Not saying don't go home. Just thank you for hanging around for a bit. Very so touchy
like
tonight.
Poppycock or something.
Poppycock.
That's a profanity, that is.
So need profanity if you've got that sort of mind, Debbie.
I'll see y'all guys later. Take care.
Have a safe journey back.
Andy?
Oh.
Master?
Yes. Yes.
Where's Andy?
I don't know.
Well, I'm still here. Am I wanted?
No, we understand what you're trying to ask. It's just I don't think that asking that really works in this format with this free-for-all.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. And, in fact, you could probably ask the same question again with someone else that we're about to sit down and talk to.
Ooh, right. Very intriguing.
Who we got?
Just another fan.
Oh, good.
Introduce yourself.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Where are we, over here?
Well, I'm over here. Hello.
You're there. Okay.
And where am I talking to? Okay.
Hello, mate.
To you. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Right, Kirby used to set me up, and then can I will now ask a question. Right,
I'm Clem.
Right, what's your name, please, sir?
Clem. C-L-E-M. Clem.
Where are you from, please, Clem?
I'm from here in Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay, can't right. Now, Clem, I've been castigated by my fellow podcasters this question, but I genuinely do like to know, you're an American guy, why do you sit and watch a quintessentially British show, British actor, British context? What attracts you to a show like Doctor Who?
What attracted me to Doctor Who? I always liked the way he was kind of a smart ass. He was kind of a rebel. He thumbed his nose at authority. It's kind of the way I am sometimes.
So which doctor are you referring to when you think the doctor?
The fourth is the first I saw. Yeah. Are you familiar with the PBS showings of the fourth doctor on public broadcasting over here in the States? The fourth doctor was the fourth doctor they showed here. Mm. And on PBS in Alabama, what they did was they went through the fourth doctor's run and twice, and they did the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, went back to the first, did the second, and the third. And then they did like a collection of the Dalek ones and a collection of the Cybermen ones. So that's the way they ran it on PBS here. And they ran one episode every Saturday night. They edited out the separations and the credits between episodes.
Yeah.
So it was on for like 90
like an
minutes.
Thing.
And that's when I first started watching. It was Terror of the Zygons was the first episode I ever saw. And it was kind of funny because, except for the Underwater Menace, it was the last one they released on DVD.
Yeah.
But it's the first one I ever saw. And that's what got me hooked. And,
it's funny you should say about Terror of the Zygons.
Even with the Loch Ness Monster in there, I still got hooked.
And even when you say about Terror of the Zygons, I had all the Doctor Who is on VHS, mm-hmm. and I wanted to convert it all to DVD because the VHS tapes started going a bit mouldy. Terror of the Zygons was one of the only ones I couldn't copy over because it had some sort of encryption. Is that right? Encryption? Is that the right word?
That I'm not familiar with. I know what you're talking about, yeah. but I know a lot of released DVDs over here have that. But I'm not sure about this, the individual ones on that.
Yeah.
Have you got an all-region player?
No. But I don't need it now because I've got them all on DVD and you can get access to Doctor Who everywhere now. It's but at the time, I was desperate for Doctor Who and I'm desperate to have digital copies of everything. And it turned out, after having bought every single Doctor Who story on VHS, I then had to buy it again on DVD.
Yes.
It's funny. Actually, in fact, I put a notice in... the con page right before I came here. I'm trying to sell on my VHS. I would yeah. pop in the VHS to record every Saturday night. So I've yeah. got the whole series. But didn't have any takers. Nobody wants that ancient format anymore.
Oh, no, yeah, no. I mean, I have still got a couple of tapes because I think they're supposed to be quite rare, so I've kept them those ones. But Terror of the Zygons was a nightmare because it was actually on BBC Two as a special, so I had to record it off BBC Two to have it on DVD, and I had to edit out, not the adverts, but because it was an omnibus, I had to edit. It was a really weird way of doing it, but now I have it on DVD, so it's a cracking wow. story.
And Tom Baker is still my favorite Doctor.
Just let Kirby have the live feed.
Basically, salt. He's probably what attracted me to the show was Tom Baker. I just like him, his characterization so much.
Yeah. I think he's the man that's really sort of made Doctor Who an international success, especially classic Doctor Who, because everything's so iconic about him. And I think if it weren't for him, even the new series wouldn't have taken off in America, because there was just that little foothold of Doctor Who simply because of Tom Baker.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my ultimate favourite Doctor.
Hey, he was on The Simpsons before the new series came back, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I think he's been on there more than once.
Mm.
And I've used him a couple of times.
One of our listeners, Billy Kirkbright, bumped into him in the street the other day. And
he's over here.
Picture taken with him.
Yeah.
He came to dinner with us on Friday night. Lovely guy. A bit short, but lovely guy.
A bit short.
I've never met him.
He had a bit of a temper at the time, did he?
He's 5'6" tall. He's lovely, but seriously, Kirby, lovely guy. Billy, lovely guy. He enjoyed my curry very much.
Have you met him?
Yeah, he came to
talk about Billy Kirkbright.
He's talking about Billy Kirkbright, who's a very, very fond listener of our show.
He came to dinner with us on Friday night.
Yeah, but I think Claire wants to know whether you actually met Tom Baker at all, Andy.
That's it.
Oh, yes, I met Tom Baker.
Oh, dear, wish I hadn't asked that question now.
I went out for a walk one day from work and bumped into Tom Baker outside my workplace.
Did you get a picture taken with him?
Yes.
I got taken over the rails once by John Pertwee.
You got him? You got watched by John Pertwee?
I called him Doc.
Kindly don't refer to me as
Doc. I didn't realize at the time that you're not supposed to do that.
No.
he set me straight, though.
Oh, dear, man.
Oh, not good.
Now, I've had a message off Kirby, which is a bit alarming, actually. It says, no more guests. We can wind down. I won't restart live feed at this end. What do you think of that, Kirby?
It was good talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to hand the mic back.
Thank you, Clem. It's been lovely talking to you.
Take care, fella.
I said okie dokie.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So we got no more guests.
Matthew went in, apparently... neither Andrew or
Andrew's not
Andrew's not coming on the show. This has never happened before.
They're unavailable. I'm surprised Andrew isn't because they're doing a lot of pictures. Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. They're busy. They're doing stuff. They don't. Yeah. He's been on with us so many times.
How many times have we had Andrew on? Anyway,
it all doesn't matter. I don't mind having
people,
him on again.
People here in the audience who have not listened to the 20 Megabyte
Doctor Who podcast. I wanted to ask Andrew about the question he was asking the Americans just for a laugh.
We've interviewed Louise Jameson. Mm-hmm. We've interviewed Andrew Cartmell many times.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean
we've had Colin on for
Sylvester.
Two years ago.
Yeah.
No, we've never had Paul McGann.
Have you had
Paul McGann on your end?
No, we've never had Paul McGann because we were supposed to get him last year, but it was one of those failures.
Matthew failed on us, yes.
Yeah, he did. Like he has done with Fraser Hines. But bear in mind, I had a phone call from Fraser Hines prior to him appearing on the show, which was, I think, on 99th or something like that. So that was a bit of a scoop, actually, getting a phone call from him to come on the show.
Yes, I was in on that call.
Yeah, you were on the show, but you weren't on the original
on the
call
show.
When you phoned me when I was having my Sunday lunch.
Oh, I see.
Mm. I picked up the phone. Hello, this is Fraser Hines. Oh, hello, Fraser. My voice went all high-pitched. That's very weird. And the family are looking at me and say, I've got Fraser Hines on the phone.
Master.
Yeah.
I also tried to get someone to come for the podcast. Unfortunately, I think he's left the building, but there's a collector here who has with him the only existing prints of the fourth episode of the Moon Base. It's the one that the DVD was created off of.
He
was carrying it around. I will post a picture when I get home, because I took a picture of when he had it up on stage. And he unreeled part of it, which was kind of weird. I was hoping to get him on the podcast, but unfortunately, it's not. He's left, and he took it with him.
But fret ye not, Kirby. You've done a sterling job as per usual. So your efforts are highly...
brilliant job. Thank you.
Because you can guarantee that when I go to my one in Newcastle, I'm not going to be able to set up this sort of thing that you set up at Con K and all the other events you do links for. So you're marvelous, Master. Yes.
The secret is to first set up on the edge of a pool at a Con Casturberis many years ago where they didn't even acknowledge there were podcasts.
And what you also have to realize is that the table here is covered in cords. And he's got two or three keyboards. We've got three computers set up. I mean,
it works, Mary.
Engineer's nightmare.
It works, Mary. Now, the thing is, when I go to Newcastle, I suspect I'll have some recording devices with me, and I'll probably just record bits and bobs and put them together to make a show. Doing a live thing, I don't think it's going to be possible, simply because the only night I could record on will be on the Saturday night, and that's the night we're doing the celebrity meal thing. So it's unlikely, you know, I'll be able to do that.
Oh.
What?
Hang on.
What? I'm hanging on. How come this live feed's still running?
My conscience got the better of me.
Oh, thank goodness for that. It's Andrew Cartmell. He's back on the show for the 50th time. Must be about that, isn't it?
I was sitting next door thinking, oh, I'm such a bad guy.
What, for not coming on?
And then I thought, karma. So I came trotting over here. However, if anybody turns up next door and wants to buy my book, I'm going to be gone like a cool breeze, just so you know.
Nice try. That is good. Right. Fair PR.
Andrew.
Hello, sir. They're turning the computer around. Oh, no, they turned it the wrong way. Now I can see you. It's terrible. Hey there.
We knew you saw each other on a Skype link once, didn't we? But I turned it off. I should have kept it on. You were cooking fish, I think.
Oh, that was salmon. Saturday nights at home, I make fish and chips. And what I do is beautiful salmon and homemade chips.
You must drive your cat mad cooking fish all the time.
Well, you know what? She's such a honey pie because she knows that she gets the skin and the leftover bits. So it's very good for omega-3.
Yeah.
Very good for both of us.
Have a listen to this, Andrew.
This is Andrew Cartmell, and you are listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
See, look at
Who's that smooth talking bastard?
Carter.
When are you last on the Isle of Wight, Andrew?
You know, I've never been to the Isle of Wight or the Isle of Man, and I'd love to go.
It's not acceptable.
No, Adam, you asked him last time.
I know. I thought he might have been in between then and now, and he's not.
Why don't I come over there and cook your fish and chips? How's that?
That would be ideal.
That's an offer.
Debbie's house.
Why my house?
Because
it's tidier than his house.
I've got Magic and Star, and they're quite fierce.
Bigger
and you've
kitchen.
Got cats.
It's tidier.
I'm just guessing, but I figure it's a pretty good bet.
We have got foxes in the garden, but we haven't got cats. Deb's got cats. She's got the ideal environment for you, Andrew.
Oh, fantastic.
I've got
three
beautiful.
How many cats?
Sorry?
How many cats?
I've got three.
Oh, that's okay. As long as it's single figures, I think we're all right.
I've got a Russian blue and two moggies, black moggies.
What are their names?
Well, there's Maya and Leia, the two black girls.
Yep.
And Minnie was the name given to the Russian blue by my daughter, and as in Minnie Mouse, but we prefer to call her Madam Min, the Russian assassin.
That's great. Madam Min is fantastic. Yep.
So how's the book doing, Andrew?
Sorry, just to break in for a moment, Kirby. A moggy is the feline equivalent of a mongrel. Yeah, that's about right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of standard mix of cats. Yeah. So you were saying, sir?
Yeah. How's your book doing?
Well, when I flew over here, obviously it's a Doctor Who convention, and so I took a load of my Doctor Who books. Script Doctor, wonderful book. If you haven't got it, buy it.
Yeah, I've got it. So
but I've also, I've also just had published my first crime novel, which is it's a whodunit. It's a murder mystery. It's called Written in Dead Wax, and it features the vinyl detective, record collector turned sleuth. And I thought, well, this book's just come out. I got a box of them. Should I take some with me? And the crazy thing is, that book sold out instantly. It sold quicker than the Doctor Who book. So I could have brought twice as many. So the book is actually doing quite well, thank you. And back in the... Yep, that's a lovely book.
It's back but to where's, front. But where's the, I don't know what where's it's back the, to front, but it's back
I wonder
to
where the vinyl detective is. Go on. Where's your copy of the vinyl detective? Don't tell me you haven't got one.
I've got some goodies in it. Look what I've got. Look. Got these goodies came with it.
I haven't got a copy.
Yeah. Yeah, the publisher Milk does the most wonderful goodies. Actually, it's true. They're fantastic.
These are cracking. Debbie hasn't got one, Andrew. There's a possibility you might be able to sell one and sell it now.
Oh. But you know, seriously, when I'm back in the UK, I just pop in the post to you, and I'll send a set of the postcards too, which would be great.
Fantastic.
Oh, they are nice. Yeah. We'll talk later.
Yeah,
about
okay. Talk terms later on. Yeah.
But no, seriously, back in the UK, the big bookstore chain. Here you've got the big bookstore chain is. Yeah. Yeah, Barnes and Noble's
Barnes
one that's.
Barnes and Noble,
that's a look. Back in the UK, the equivalent is Waterstones. And Waterstones have just reordered the book. And also W.H. Smith, who are the big booksellers. So that's a healthy sign. So keep your fingers crossed, guys. We've sold about 20 to 25% of the print run so far.
Wow.
Yay!
Well done.
What does it say under Ferrata? What's that scribble underneath? That incoherent scribble?
I think it might say. Hang on, let's see. If it's back to front, though, it looks like.
That's very good, sir. That's exactly what it says. Wenard Lemtrak, isn't it? Yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
That's very nice.
Sorry, sidetracked me then. We're talking about books. I was trying to do a plug for mine, but I forgot what it was called.
Yeah. Well, let's just plug another one of mine, because I remember all of those.
Well, I'll find out what mine's called.
Yes.
Yeah. Go on then. Plug away.
I've got three books in the series, The Vinyl Detective. They're all three of them written, and they're sold to the publisher, so they're nicely lined up. The second one is called The Runout Groove, and the third one is called Victory Disc. So, and all of those terms, like written in Dead Wax, refer to things that are to do with the manufacture of records. So, and also they're kind of cool. I mean, the Runout Groove's just a great title, isn't it? Especially when it's about psychedelic rock music. It's kind of groovy, isn't it? So it sort of
fits.
Indeed.
I'm going to flip my picture now because I can do my book plug.
Yep. Okay.
Watch this.
Plug away.
All right, there we go. So we got the 101 interests and facts on Doctor Who, learn about the science fiction TV show. It's not called learn about the science fiction TV show. It's just called 101 interests and facts on Doctor Who. Look who wrote it. You see that?
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
This, hey. Ultimate Doctor Who quiz book. Yeah. These are e-books, by the way. Look who wrote that too.
Yay! No, you got good, a lot of five stars. Let's look at your Amazon ranking, then look at my Amazon ranking.
Yeah.
Not that I'm competitive.
Yeah. Well,
Adam, that's great. Congratulations. Well done, you.
Adam, is that the one you want me to read?
Which one? What do you mean?
The Doctor Who one.
No, I want you to read The Diary of an Unwilling Virgin, so I'll find that one out for you.
I've read that.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got it on my Kindle.
I wrote it.
Oh, of course you have, yes. It is available on Kindle. It's also available, if you're very lucky, as a paper book, but there's not many of them left. There's only a print of 500.
Get a Kindle e-read.
excellent read, superb read, definitely Booker Prize of the Year.
I personally think the sequel's better. That's called that's called From Troy to Man, the sequel yeah. to Unwilling Virgin. That's even better in my view, more comedy in it.
And more shagging.
Pardon? I don't know what you're referring to.
Oh,
sorry
if they're
going
to talk dirty, I'm going back next door to sell my book.
Yeah, I was
going
to say we're going to drive Andrew off.
No, not book plugins. And of course, unless it's you plug it. Are you going to do any cookering books? Cookery books, Andrew.
cookering or cookery, as we like to call it in my country. It's funny you should say that, because actually I am, in a sense, because the Vinyl Detective happens to be a really good cook, and there's some really cool recipes in the books. Yeah. So, yeah, they feature murder, they feature vinyl, they feature cats and cookery.
Poisoning the murder, by any chance?
Perfect. I haven't done a poison murder yet, no. It's tend to be
any good curry recipes? Any good curry? Being a brummy, I love curries.
I actually do a very nice mushroom curry, but maybe I'll put that in the next
one. No, I don't like mushrooms, so have a nice but. Nice chicken bolty, perhaps?
You could substitute meat for mushrooms in a kind of reverse vegetarian way.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe.
That would be a bit sick, wouldn't it?
I'll give it a shot.
Andrew, when are you coming back to the UK?
I fly back in a couple of days' time.
So were we independent when you flew out?
Oh, no, let's not get into that. Okay, let's get into that. I got to tell you, I am so ashamed of my country. I'm so sad, and I'm so worried about the future.
Thank you very much.
Seriously.
Thank you. Yeah, well said,
Thank you very much. Well,
yeah.
We were sort of pro-staying European.
There's no great in Britain at the moment, really.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah, guys.
But we're still Europeans, even if we're not.
Let's talk about happier things.
Talk about Doctor Who and...
It was only a quick segue, Debbie.
No, I know. It's still very...
talk about a buzzkill, Debbie.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Give them a clip around the ear hole for me, honestly.
Right, I'll tell you what, but I'm going to one convention this year,
I'll
Andrew.
Have to go up the garden.
If you happen to be asked to go to it, I'd love to meet you.
Well, I, you know, it's funny. People are asking me about how many UK conventions I do, and it's virtually none. So I'd love to do some more. So see what you can do, guys.
I'll see if I can get the. I have actually got an email contact for the organizer. See if we can get you to go along. That'd be lovely.
I'd like to do an Isle of Wight convention.
She's decided that after I gave her the idea.
Yeah, he gave me the idea, and I'm going
to
run with it.
So it's you and Caitlin on the guest list so far.
Sounds good to me.
We need to
get Ellis George on it as well, because she was quite good fun, wasn't she?
Oh, she's a hoot.
Yeah.
She's a pistol. I really like her. Yeah, get her over there, yeah.
Mm.
What's the name of the lady who's playing the new companion?
Good one, Debbie. Anybody know the name of the lady that's playing the new companion?
For Christ's sake, don't ask Doctor Who questions. I'll be totally
boss. Is Kirby going to come up with the answer?
Pearl Mackie, of course. Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
thank you to the audience.
I was just testing.
That's down in your notes now for the next quiz of the new series.
Very good.
Mm. Are you doing any Big Finish stuff at all, Andrew?
No, that seems to have come to an end. But I am writing some comics for Doctor Who Adventures magazine, which is the kids' comic.
Yeah.
And I'm loving doing that. And I'm also writing grown-up comics, but they're not Doctor Who. They're Rivers of London Comics, which is spun off from Ben Aronovich's best-selling series of novels. I'm co-writing them with Ben, and they're from Titan, and they're great. The first graphic novel is available now. It's called Bodywork. And if you like the Rivers of London novels, you'll love it. So please check it out.
My husband's got that pre-ordered at the library, actually. Someone's got it out already, I think.
Well, yeah, but no, actually, we do get royalties from library borrowings, too, so that's good. That's great.
Excellent.
Yeah. And if he steals it, then they have to reorder it, and we get the royalties from that, too.
Oh,
so.
That's true, yes. No, okay.
Not wishing to put ideas in his head.
No.
That royalties question is one of the reasons I don't write anymore, because I don't get any.
Oh.
Well, guys, it's been a hoot. I can see that I'm being summoned next door to perhaps sell a book or two.
No. Oh, good luck.
I've sold one to you, haven't I, Debbie? As soon as I get back to the UK,
actually,
I'm holding to you to that, all right? Okay. That'd be fantastic. Just drop me a line. If we're not Facebook friends already, friend me on Facebook and drop me a message, okay?
I think we are already, because I'm pretty sure I've seen lots of
people. Groovy. Send me a message with your address, and we'll sort it out. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. We'll get you sorted out.
No, it's my pleasure. It's lovely talking to you guys. It's lovely to have you can't see them at the moment, but we've got a great audience here.
Yes.
And I just want to say I look forward to the next time we talk.
Just been upgraded to patron of the show alongside Toby Haydrope. So one more sort of appearance, we'll have to make up a new.
Apparently, I've been friends with Andrew since July 2014.
So you should have had a book by now, then, shouldn't you, Debbie?
Yes, I should.
Mm. Okay, Master.
Yes.
Master.
Yes.
We're gonna need this room soon. So.
So you're getting kicked out then?
It's been a lot of fun, and we've had a lot of the audience. We've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At least 7 people have stayed through the entire thing, it looks like.
Can I apologize to them?
It got exciting in here when we had Colin. Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for staying with us.
Yeah.
If you want to know about the website and the podcast and everything, Kirby will give you all the details on how to join the Facebook group, won't you, Kirby?
I already did. I've already done it, but go to Facebook, look for 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast. That's 20MB. We used to have a 20 megabyte limit, and we don't anymore.
Don't have to explain it. That's just the name.
Right? Don't have to explain it. So,
yeah.
And I'll have all the pictures and the videos posted on both the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast Facebook page and on the Con Conspirators Facebook page.
That was very quiet.
You did record this, right?
Yeah, I was in charge.
Was I supposed to record it? I think it's still recording. Yeah, I've still got orange lights, yes.
Yeah, he gets really fretful if I record, doesn't he?
Mm.
Doesn't trust me.
Well, we've got... you've actually recorded, Kirby, until you stopped it, a live feed. It wasn't a very good idea stopping it, by the way, from your end, and I've recorded a Facebook live feed from my end. Therefore, we would have had the audio for both ends, so it probably would have been a good idea to actually keep it going, wouldn't it? He's gone all quiet now.
I thought that we were pretty much winding down at that point.
Yeah, but winding down, finishing a show are two completely different things. You actually wind down and then finish. There's a bit
in between.
It
takes us about an hour to wind down sometimes.
Speak for yourself, Debbie.
And I will also download copies of all the live feeds. So.
Okay. It's interesting, though, the live feed, my end, is still running. It should have stopped about half an hour ago. Don't quite know what's going on there.
Maybe it's because you do it so regularly.
I beg your pardon. I'm talking about live feeds.
And I just wanted to let the audience know that they can access this podcast off of iTunes at any time.
Or go to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.podbean.com.
Go to podbean.com. 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
Okay. Master.
We should probably do our sponsors very quickly as
Go on in,
yes, our sponsors.
It's whowon.co.uk.
Is that whowon.co.uk?
Get on with it.
I say that every time.
It's lavarzi.co.uk, isn't it? Not .com.
Lavarzi. Lavarzi. Lavarzi made my scarf.
Yeah, the scarf that Kirby has. You can get them from lavarzi.co.uk. Everyone in the room now will now log on, and hopefully Lavarzi will sponsor us for 2017.
And also audible.co.uk/20MB.
Where you get yourself a free audiobook on your first 1 month's free trial.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on, you get an audiobook every month.
Which I do.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Lots of Doctor Who on there.
Though, but you get one every month with your subscription. of Doctor Who stuff on there.
So next week
we'll be looking at The Wheel in Space. That's the introduction of Zoe's butt, but you don't actually see her butt. Zoe, we always think of Zoe and her butt. That's next week, the introduction of Zoe Herriot, the Doctor's new companion, six-part story, some of which exists, not much, and some of it will be a reconstruction. But so we're running out of reconstructions now.
Well, Lucy's pretty damn good at it.
After this story, I think the only reconstructive story we have to watch is Space Pirates.
And that's the one that's got the fewest pictures taken of it.
So essentially you're going to be listening to it, but hey,
yeah, it's they only took like six episode. Pictures off of the one out off of six. TV screen.
One out of six.
What? One
that
out
had
six.
More.
Is that the score? We haven't reviewed it yet. What's he on about?
What?
Andy said it's one out of six. I think he's given it a mark already. We haven't even watched it. Never mind, Kirby. Get back to sleep.
Are you talking to me?
Hang on. Who's that an impression of? Are you talking to me? Isn't that
well,
Robert
how
De Niro?
How many Kirbys do we have on the show?
Is that Robert De Niro?
Well, I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
All right, sorry. Oh, no, that's Michael J. Fox, isn't it? Are you talking to me?
Robert De Niro, dear boy.
Anyway, we're drifting slightly.
Let's wind down. We're drifting too much.
It's been a stressful evening, but quite enjoyable. Do you know what my favourite bit was of the whole evening?
What?
Caitlin Blackwood.
Yes.
Yeah. And having Andrew pop by because he was feeling guilty.
That's my second favourite bit.
Right. I think it's cool to have Colin again.
Except
I was trying to get him to do another bumper for us, but I forgot the word bumper.
Honestly, there's no need to do another bumper because the bumper I got is probably the best bumper in the history of Doctor Who podcasting.
You can
listen,
play it?
Shall we? Yeah, I'm going to play it. Here we go.
Hello there. This is Colin Baker, and you are listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. And doesn't make... I'll do it again.
You're right, Adam. Life does not get any better than that.
That is the best the bumper ever. And he did do it again, and it came out like this.
Hello, I'm Colin Baker. You lucky people, are listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, the best podcast on the pod.
Nah, that's incomplete.
First not, one was better.
Not even close.
Unbeatable. No need to get people.
The other people who need this room are coming in.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
Say hello to them.
So hello
to them.
Thank you very much for setting this up.
They are two of the people from the Earth Station Who podcast, but they're not doing a podcast.
Oh, I've got 3 minutes to the end of the feed, end of live video. Okay. So we've got to wind up.
Well,
say hi to the people from the Earth Station Who podcast. Wish I could
hi
see
to the
them,
people
Kirby.
From the Earth Station Who podcast.
To Kirby, how did you do the cricket on Friday night?
What?
How did you do the cricket on Friday night?
I don't watch cricket.
I know you
anyway,
don't.
Anyway, we need to move. We need to move.
Kirby,
anyway,
thank
so
you.
Next week, it's Winner Space. Next year, we'll be back with Conquer Sturbers. Thank you for listening to the show, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
bye,
Fancy Pants.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Podcast is an avvservices.co.uk production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast is sponsored by whoone.co.uk, lavazi.co.uk and audible.com. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.